You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. The Broncos started off the year with a loss.
What happened there?
You know, it's funny because both teams were doing everything in their power to lose that game. Mistake after mistake after mistake on both sides. Broncos had their share. I mean, first and goal from the two and they can't score.
You have one passes. Job. That's your job.
Dropped passes, fumble. But, you know, the Titans were trying to give it away, too. Their kicker missed three field goals and an extra point attempt. He missed four kicks.
I was listening to some audio about that because then he finally got one, which put him up and over, right?
As far as points.
Mm-hmm. And the announcer's like, let's see if he makes this one.
Yeah, because it wasn't a sure
Talk about
thing.
Pressure for that guy.
Tennessee has been really plagued with horrible kickers over the last year or so. Anyway, the Broncos are 0-1. They will be on the road at Pittsburgh this Sunday to play the Steelers. That is a very early game, by the way. Starts at 11. We go from a super late game, like 8 o'clock last night?
I didn't watch a second of it. I know Nick Nack stayed up. She laid in bed with her headphones on and watched it on her phone.
Really?
She was very courteous.
You guys need separate rooms. The game this Sunday, though, starts at 11. The Nuggets have Game 7 tonight, 7 o'clock against the L.A. Clippers. The winner is going to go on to the Western Conference Finals. Can the Nuggets do it again? Jeremy, what's your prediction?
Yes, they will. They will.
Good prediction.
Yep.
And the Rockies.
They're going to leave it all out on the court, Dom.
Good. With a lot of squeaking shoes, right?
Oh, yeah.
And the Rockies start a series tonight at Coors Field against the Oakland A's. So, Dancing with the Stars had its debut, and Carol Baskin from the highly acclaimed Tiger King show made her debut last night. Let me tell you something.
Did you watch it?
Did you? That used to be one of your shows.
I thought you were going to say, I got to tell you what, I tuned in last night.
I was riveted.
No, I didn't watch that either last night.
What happened to you with that show?
I fizzled out. Yeah.
One thing that Carol Baskin didn't count on, though, was the family of her presumed dead husband. That family ran an advertisement during the show offering a $100,000 reward for information on his disappearance in the late 90s.
Well played. Well played.
Wow. The commercial featured the husband's three daughters, a former employee, and an attorney who they say went, quote, straight for the jugular. His line during the ad was, do you know who did this or if Carol Baskin was involved? Wow.
Dang.
What a dagger. That's funny to me.
Yeah.
What else is trending?
Well, Dom, locally, check this out, buddy. Organizers have opted out and they're going to postpone the 115th National Western Stock Show.
Oh,
what
no.
The what? The event's going to resume January 2022 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It's a Colorado tradition, Dom, since 1906.
That involves thousands of people.
Thousands.
So, folks.
Obviously, a very wise decision because a lot of enclosed spaces, the auditorium there, the vendors, you just can't get around it this year. I love the stock show, but I'm quietly smiling because I have been to the stock show probably the last 10 years. My family loves it, and they drag me to it every year. So I'm kind of like, I get a break this year. The one silver lining to this is they say that it's going to allow construction of the new National Western Center to carry out uninterrupted, which is going to be like that new big fandangled place. It's like 2.2 million square feet of new indoor-outdoor stock show venue.
Right.
So now they're just going to be full force on that for the entire year. So that's a silver lining out of all this.
It's too bad for all the people who lose out, but it's good that they can maybe get,
correct,
like you said, a little jump start on that work.
Yeah, that'll be good. Here's your crap on celebrities. Taylor Swift sent a hand-embroidered blanket to Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom for their new daughter, Daisy. So I guess they're still kissing and making up, it sounds like.
Yeah, I was looking at a picture of it. It was
cute, right?
It was cute. Yeah.
Sources say that Taylor embroidered it herself. Is there anything she can't do, Dom?
And then the question is, did she really?
No.
Or did she give it to one of her people and
she
say,
ordered
do
it
this
from
and
Etsy.
Make it look like I did it?
It's Etsy. Update on Chris Evans and his PP Ding Ding. He accidentally posted his picture of his PP Ding Ding yesterday.
There's an
or whatever.
Update.
He said, here's his tweet. Now that I have your attention, vote November 3rd. That was
funny.
His only reply to it.
That
so obviously. And Robert Pattinson has recovered from COVID-19. So thank God Batman can get back to making that new Batman movie. Besides the stock show, another big event is getting the kibosh, kinda. For the first time in its existence, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is going to be TV only. Now, they're saying there's still going to be balloons and floats and performers, but they're not going to walk through the streets, and there's not going to be spectators allowed. So I don't know if they're just going to find like an empty parking lot and do some dancing.
Or where will they be?
Where were the balloons be? Are they just going to hang them somewhere and you get a shot of a balloon? Or I don't know. Another event that I'm quietly smiling.
Yeah, I'm sorry for people who love that, but I'm not a fan of parades
not
at all.
At
so
all.
I just...
Parades are stupid.
I know that they want to try to keep things as normal. Couldn't you, if you're going to postpone that till next year, or just, you know, cancel for this
Pop
year?
Pop the balloons.
Can you just
let the dancers
go?
Rest.
Yeah, does it... Do we need something like
we
that?
We don't need 3 hours of lip syncing. We really don't. So I like this punishment, Dom. It's coming out of Indonesia. It says 8 people in Indonesia who were busted for not wearing face masks were ordered to dig graves for people that died during the pandemic.
So perfect.
So perfect. Why don't we bring that here for some of these kids that are partying and not, you know, abiding by some of the rules? Go out and dig some graves. Put things into perspective a little bit.
That's very much a punishment fitting the crime.
Sure is, man. Kind of like it. A lot of Oktoberfests have been canceled this year. A lot of festivities that involve Oktoberfest. So Sam Adams wants you to get drunk at home instead. They've teamed up with Auntie Anne's Pretzels, and they're selling an Oktoberfest at-home kit. And it includes everything you need. You got a 6-pack of Sam Adams, 10 soft pretzels, 4 sets of Lederhosen suspenders. Yes. You had me at Lederhosen suspenders. Some hats, some glasses, or some steins, I guess. Some koozies, blah, blah, blah. $89. You can find it at givethembeer.com. That's pretty darn good, too, isn't it? That's kind of funny. And then this is kind of weird, too. Taco Bell in Canada just debuted the brand's first custom wine. It's called Jalapeno Noir. Like Pinot Noir. So it's jalapeno. They say it has notes of wild strawberry, cherry, beetroot, and indigestion. Just a hint of indigestion. You want to tell you anything else? I'll give you one more thing, Dom, just because we like Reese's. There's a new Reese's peanut butter cup coming out. Here's your Fat America. It's coming stuffed with pieces of potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big old fat Reese's peanut butter, and then they're jamming potato chips in the middle of
Salty
it.
Salty and sweet, buddy.
I want to try it.
I would try that.
Again, what's the science behind it, though, that they're keeping these chips crunchy, too? Because I want a crunchy chip in the middle. I don't want soggy chips. I figure if you're surrounded by peanut butter, that chip is going to get soggy.
Maybe there's enough preservatives in the peanut butter.
They coat it with Thompson's water seal, probably.
Right.
All right, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I actually posted kind of a feel-good story today, one that I hope makes you smile. This is coming from a strawberry farmer in Wisconsin. He decided to plant sunflowers this year to get people outside and put a little bit of a smile on their face and make some extra money in the process. But he planted 2 million sunflowers. For $25, your whole family gets to walk through the field, pick a dozen sunflowers, and take them home. And the pictures are quite incredible of this sunflower field. And I don't care if I lose my man license, that's one of my favorite flowers. They're quite beautiful, Dom.
That's adorable.
Isn't it, though? It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
And all of that, well, that's what we call a trending report. Here with the Dom and Jeremy Show.